The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
At about, 15 or 20 after, I lied to you again because I keep forgetting he's got a meeting. Yeah, it's about 15, 20 after. Maybe in a year I'll get that right, but we'll have Griff coming up here in a second. 888-702-5494, maybe 6 seconds, but it'll be a few. Yeah, he's got a meeting every Tuesday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. And for whatever reason, my mind does not allow me to remember that until we get back on air, and then I go, oh, it's the old meeting thing. But we'll pull him up here in a second. Couple things on Twitter from last hour. Nathan says, so, Bill, let me get this right. North Carolina and Duke also played all the number one seeds this year, too. Was Karen just trying to push the Florida State thing on the show today? Ha ha. Well, sure she was. Karen's predominant role is to troll. That's her game. Everybody's got their game. That's her game. Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, tell Karen to talk about her team, which is the Aggies. She is not a no. Here's a good question while we're on that one. If you had another team, or if you have another team that's not equal to your team, like Josh, of course, is a Buckeye, right? Wolverine Dan loves the maize and blue. Jim in Jupiter likes FSU. Round Man likes Georgia. Jeff, too, likes Alabama. Cosby Cattleman likes Tennessee, even though if I didn't tell you that, it'd be hard to know that. Coach Marshall, Clay, Joe, Murray, they like Vanderbilt. West Coast Sooner, Scott, Will, Rob, they like Oklahoma. Everybody's got their team, right? Wildcat Kenny likes Kentucky. My question would be, if you had or you have sympathy for another team, you like another team, they're not equal to your team, but you find yourself pulling for them, you find yourself attracted to them. When they play, other than against your team, you typically pull for them. Who would that be? Is there another one like that? Or do you simply have your team and everybody else is the enemy? That's a good question. Karen obviously has another team, the Aggies. Now, that was facilitated because of Jimbo. Karen wouldn't be there randomly saying, go Aggies. This is a Jimbo thing. She likes Jimbo. Yeah, she pulls for Jimbo. She's a Jimbo fan. Jimbo won a natty there in 13. Jimbo got to the playoffs first year in 14. So, anyways, did you see Karen tweeted something? Was it from War Chant or what was it from? Willie Taggart, now again, I didn't see it. I'm paraphrasing. Said something like, we didn't realize the culture here was so bad or the players were so distrustful because of the way Jimbo left But we weren't able to actually identify that as coaches until we got into the season. And then we realized it. Did you see that quote? Is Willie, how many excuses has Willie used so far here? Seriously. Round Man says, I pull for Michigan sometimes due to college roomies' dad having graduated there. So Round Man, who was a Georgia Bulldog, unabashed, loves him, says there are times when I can watch Michigan and say, you know what, go team. Might not be the same, but go team. How many of you find yourself sympathetic to another team? Now, I'll say this. I don't know that Alabama fans ever sympathize with another team. Now, again, somebody will probably call me and say, hey, Bill, I actually think that Vandy's pretty cool. But most of the time, see, everybody's always gunning for Bama. So Bama fans are probably a little bit more sleep with one eye open, if you get my comparison there. Probably not. Karen posts a picture of Jimbo with his Aggie cap on and his sunglasses and his headset, his AT&T headset, and says, yes, I love him. I'm beginning to think that it was Karen having an affair with Jimbo. It wasn't the former Gator receiver with the wife. That's what I'm thinking. That's my narrative, and I'm sticking with it here on the show. Speaking of his AT&T headset, let me ask you this. CBS going and doing that AT&T announcer guy skit, is that not one of the most irritating, dumb, non-funny things you've ever watched? Am I alone on this? Do you actually find humor in that? Do you think that's a cute little nugget they're adding? You know, they'll be, after a game or at halftime, they'll go to the desk where Charles and all the guys are about to analyze what just happened, right? Barkley and crew. And they're pretty good, okay? I mean, they're more entertaining than, because it's, look, Charles is the ringleader. You know how on a sitcom, one actor is usually the one who carries the whole thing? Charles is the guy that carries that set. Charles is funny. But then the lead announcer guy says, now we go to our friend at AT&T or whatever the announcer guy's name is. And then they go to him and he does some kind of silly thing and it's not entertaining and it's not funny. Have you noticed that? And you get that, what? Every commercial break, it seems like you get that. It's not good. Peter in St. Louis, who is a Syracuse fan, says, Bill, if I had to pick another team, it would be a perennial winner. I'd be a front-running SOB, Alabama in football, Yankees in baseball, Pats in the NFL. He says, give me titles. Peter. Yeah, that's... How many fans up north adopt Alabama, I wonder? Because, you know, there are kids, there are young kids that will, by watching TV, adopt a team that's not in their state or in their city. That happens. I bet you Alabama football has quite a few fans in other areas that have never been close to the state of Alabama who are 12 and 13 years old. Because they've seen them win natty after natty after natty or compete for it. Here is the quote on War Chant. Karen pulled it up. Taggart says one of the issues that hurt Florida State last year was the trust factor as a result of the former head coach leaving. Said that hurt the players. And the new coaches didn't see it until the season started. Says that's in the past now. Karen responded by saying, I guess Taggart's three jobs in 15 months, duck players dodging him, and recruit parents calling him a snake oil salesman was not a factor in the trust issues. Tell you what, the Willie Taggart thing is interesting. However this plays out is going to be very interesting. I've had this thought. I brought it up with Brad. Now, I'm not high on Florida State or Willie Taggart. I'm not. I this last year did a lot of damage to me mentally when it comes to Florida State. Having said that, looking at Florida State's schedule, I'm wondering if Vegas miscalculates, overreacts to what Florida State was last year, and I wonder if they are going to be a value bet this fall, at least in the beginning. Now, if they started winning, that'll get adjusted. That'll get priced in pretty quick in Vegas, right? They're usually not slow to adjust. I'm just wondering. Now, again, maybe Florida State comes out there a total train wreck, and it's totally the opposite. I'm just wondering if there's value there because they have a schedule that is 10 miles of pillow soft, right? Comparatively speaking. Alabama's isn't real tough either, for that matter. Okay, here's what we will do. I can accurately promote that Griff is up next and not be mentally deficient. Griff, just around the corner as we take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
440 has a small collision at the I-40 split near Murphy Road blocking the right shoulder, but it's Nolensville Pike and 24 West toward 440 that are really congested, starting all the way back at Haywood. The eastern split is congested, especially on 40 West and 24 West. Both 24 and 65 are congested toward Trinity. Mayfest at Obergatlinburg, a traditional German celebration of spring, May 17th through 25th. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Coldall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Coldall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For March, try any delicious wrap with amazing fresh cut fries and drink for only $8.99. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
In 2019, we chop on for this team.
Ronald Acuna with a bomb to left.
For a roster filled with stars.
Swung on this. He struck him out.
For defending what is ours.
It's Chop House bound.
Atlanta Braves opening day is Thursday the 28th against the Phillies. Live from Citizens Bank Park.
Catch Atlanta Braves opening day coverage Thursday afternoon at 1:50 on Nashville Sports Radio.
Five State Forecast. your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, a clear sky, sunny today with a high of 58, clear tonight, low 32. Wednesday, sunny, high 68. Thursday, sunny, high 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Griff is with us from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Dog Nation. And Griff, you're covering knucklehead season right now. What's going on down there?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they've got an ongoing investigation into what sounds like a bar fight. Saturday night or early Sunday morning in downtown Athens, and two Georgia players face charges right now for disorderly conduct, misdemeanor charges, but still waiting to get all the details. As I understand it, they're still sorting all that out.
We were talking earlier, we'll circle back here to Georgia, but when you were covering Alabama, did you ever have to do any work on the Citizens Club? Remember, that was the place there that got a lot of kids in trouble in Tuscaloosa.
No, there was some crime outside of Tuscaloosa, though. There were players, I think one player had a gun, another player got in some trouble at a bar in Jacksonville. I say it happens everywhere, but that's not me being dismissive
right,
and saying that's okay, but it does happen everywhere.
Now, back to Georgia. Do you remember the name of the bar? I was reading your article, but I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, it was called The Cloud.
That's right, The Cloud. What's a
half a block from there?
Yeah. I could ask this about any student athlete, but what's a true freshman midterm early enrollee doing in there? God.
Well, I mean, downtown Athens is not when you think about a bar, you know, a lot of things come to mind, but for people who haven't been here, it's a well lit downtown large district. It's not like this was in a seedy part of town. You know, there's thousands of college students out at night. There's a lot of pubs. There's a lot of places to eat. You know, the cookie places, the restaurants. I mean, it's all one big scene. So it's not like he was in the wrong part of town. It's 12:40 or 12:50 a.m. I always went with the sentiment nothing good happened after midnight. That said, I remember I was out after midnight in East Lansing, which has a very heavy police presence, as Athens does. College towns need to, because you have so many young people that are out that late. And so this is not unusual for a college town to be well policed. In this case, it was an off-duty officer that actually called for backup after there was a disturbance inside the establishment.
So is it three or four players that have been arrested here recently?
There's been four. One of them was for leaving the blinkers on his car in the middle of the road, and they found out that he had a suspended license. That was one of them. Another player on February 28th allegedly slapped a man outside of another downtown bar in Athens. And then there are these two players that were involved in the skirmish that's being investigated right now.
Covering Tennessee the various times you have, most of the trouble happened on the Strip, right?
I suppose. When you look back at, the Lane Kiffin situation with the guys and the fake gun.
Right.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, yeah. Any of them. I mean, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, that's where on campus, isn't that the main – that's where all the bars are, right? Right there on Kingston.
That's on the fringe of campus. Yeah, that's where one strip of bars is. But there's also the old city there in Knoxville that's away from campus. And now they have, Market Square, which I can't think of any trouble that's happened there. you know, what a lot of these schools are doing, I think the most recent trouble was probably at a party in some apartments in Knoxville that I recall. But
right.
But what's happened, what schools are doing to curb this is, you know, they're building these student centers or these centers for the athletes with the games and the work on the food. And they're making that the social center, you know, for the players. But now and then student athletes are going to want to go out and be, you know, with other students and be in the downtown scene. And, you know, the coaches, you know, have to do the warnings and say, hey, you know, stay out of trouble, or you wonder about the curfew, to your point. You know, freshman early enrollee was out. I think you can get in the bars at 18, but you can't drink. He wasn't cited for any type of inappropriate alcohol consumption. So I don't think that was part of the issue at this case. But I did ask the same question. I mean, you know, here's a kid who's 18 years old or 17 or 18 years old, I guess. And, you know, he's out after midnight. But let's not be naive and pretend like 18-year-olds aren't out after midnight. They are. They're out in high school. They're out after – it's 16 after midnight. They go to the movie theaters or whatever. So it's not like it's that unusual. The problem is that, you know, they ran afoul of staying disciplined and found themselves in the wrong place at the wrong time and in the middle of a scene, apparently.
You covered this Tennessee basketball team. What were you thinking when they gave up a 25-point lead?
Well, it's curious. You know, last year when they got eliminated by Loyola, Admiral Schofield had foul trouble. That was a big part of the problem. And Kyle Alexander was injured. And when Admiral goes out, you know, the fact that he went out, you know, the fact this time that he took himself out, you know, I'm not sure how I feel about that, because if he took himself out and they lose, what's the narrative?
Right.
Right. And Rick Barnes lets him take himself out. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you win, it justifies everything, but it makes me a little nervous about the next round. Now, that said, they escaped, they survived, and that's what this is a game of survival. They could go out and beat Purdue by 20 points. Or they could lose by 20 points. I don't know. I guess my thought right now is, it's not popular to say this, I think Rick Barnes is a Hall of Fame coach, but the fact that players are deciding when they're going in and when they're going out, it's different. I'll just say I think it's different, and we'll see if it works.
Yeah, there's something about that story, Griff, and I wasn't there, and you're down in Athens, that doesn't pass the smell test. I don't know if – and Admiral Schofield, I think at times is their best player. I mean, he can be
no
just
question.
Incredible.
He's
but
him and Lamonte Turner, doesn't get nearly enough credit right. for being the ones to have the stones to take the big shots.
Correct. But it almost looks like it was a little bit of a – and I don't want to say – maybe not outwardly, but some sort of temper tantrum where I'm not going back in. Did he not get chewed for a three that he took? I mean, something else is going on there. That we don't
well,
know about.
You know, again, it's a great time for Tennessee basketball. You know, they're back in the Sweet 16 for the first time since Konzel Martin was head coach. You know, they're on the verge of setting a record for the number of wins in a season. They were ranked number one for what, 4 weeks this year. And, you know, although they didn't win the SEC, they've still had a great run, and Coach Barnes just won National Coach of the Year. So
yeah.
I have a hard time raining on that parade, because what Coach Barnes has done there in his tenure, he certainly proved me wrong. I wondered about his hire at the time. I thought maybe Rick Byrd was a better candidate at that time, and Rick Barnes certainly proved me wrong, because I think he's cemented a Hall of Fame career with the Vols, and it's going to be a great game against Purdue.
What about Bruce and the way they played against Tennessee? But not only that, the way they played against Villanova, just incredible.
Kansas? Yeah.
Oh, Kansas. Yeah, Kansas.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You know,
yeah.
Bruce was 7-7 against top five ranked teams when he was at Tennessee. And if anybody has got a lot of appreciation for what Bruce Pearl did as a coach, it's me. I followed his program for 6 years. I covered him. But even I, the guy that believes in, you know, Bruce Pearl and has seen him work the magic, even I couldn't put Auburn in the bracket past Kansas. I couldn't do it. There's just no way. I said, look at this. They're shipping them out west against the New Mexico State team that's won 19 games in a row. That's what you do for the SEC tournament champion. You give them a five seed, who also beat Tennessee, I might add, at the end of the regular season. You ship them out to Salt Lake City altitude to play New Mexico State, right, which I believe New Mexico borders Utah, right? So you ship them out west against a team that's won 19 straight in the first round, and if they win that, they get to play Kansas. I said, hey, there's just no way. You know, after winning the SEC tournament, 4 games in 4 days, you know, they got to be emotionally spent. There's just no way they're going to go out there and beat Kansas. And they did. So I'm looking at it now and I'm asking myself, you know, I saw Bruce Pearl get Tennessee to the Elite Eight 9 years ago when they beat that number five-ranked Ohio State team and Evan Turner, and they lost that last-second game to Michigan State. And I'm asking myself, is what Bruce Pearl did at Auburn this year more impressive than the 6 straight NCAA tournaments, the Elite Eight appearance at Tennessee? Is what he did with this Auburn team more impressive? Because I think it's easier to win in basketball. I think Tennessee is much, much more of a basketball school than Auburn. I think Tennessee fans support basketball. I think they always have, not just the great Pat Summitt, but when the men's program has been good, I think Tennessee's got the potential to be a hotbed. We've seen it. They can get great players. They can get great coaches. They've got a big arena. They're willing to spend a lot of money on their coach. Auburn, not so much. So that's kind of my thing now is, wow, with Bruce getting to the Sweet 16 at Auburn for, the first time there since, 2004, maybe something like that, and beating a top five team this year for the first time since, 94, 95 there, is what he's done at Auburn more impressive than what he did at Tennessee?
Karen, who now lives in Houston, wants to know if you prefer to wear Tennessee orange or Bulldog red. What do you look better in? She wants to know.
I don't wear the colors of the team that I cover. And, you know, unless my company gives me gear to wear in a video or something like that, I've never been that guy. I'll be honest with you. I think 85% of my closet is blue, not because of any team, but just because it matches with everything, and I'm a pretty boring dresser.
Griff, we will see you next week.
I appreciate it, man.
There he is. There's Griff. I want him to tell the Bruce Pearl story again. Yeah, I want to get that. That was fun. I had a lot of fun there. Eric says, oh, my. Griff saying he thinks Rick Barnes is a Hall of Fame coach will have to elicit a rebuttal from Cosby. Yeah, regular season Rick. Cosby called yesterday. I hope he calls today. I'm sure there's plenty he can gather from that conversation. 888-702-5494. Let me tell you about tickets. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs. Use the name Bill Isking. That's right. When you're ordering, take the name Bill Isking. Put that name in the promo code box. Any ticket, any sport, anytime, college or pro, add concerts to your list. You going to concerts this spring? You probably are. Primo Seats is where you need to get your tickets. And again, take advantage of the discount. Use the name Bill Isking, 5% off for doing that. Let's get the break here, bottom of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on Gallatin near Kroger. A couple of crashes slowing Ellington Parkway southbound. The crashes are just past Douglas Avenue and at Spring Street before the I-40 split. The eastern split is congested, especially westbound. Nolansville Pike and 24 West are both slow toward 440. Self-storage solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Locally owned and operated, call 615-851-7277. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
GEICO is a proud partner for all of the sleeper team, but every other team they're waking out of nowhere coming. Are you kidding? My eyes aren't believing the little school that could, and look, they're doing everyone, including their mom, surprising Cinderella. Yeah, and both of these giants shooting fit storytelling bracket busters. In other words, GEICO is a proud partner for all of the madness that is March Madness. And little reminder, they make it easy to switch and save.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are over 5,000 songs on the radio that talk about home. But without realtors, there's a chance there wouldn't be any songs about home. Or coming home. Or take me home. Or sweet home. Or who says you can't go home. Luckily, there are over 1.3 million realtors who dedicate their lives to finding you the perfect place to sing home about. So count on members of the National Association of Realtors, one of the most trusted organizations since 1908. That's who we are.
I'm Eric Oprun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
This is not.
Did you just fall out of your chair? Are you okay? You're sweating on your forehead.
I'm back now. All right, that's good. Well, I'm trying to plug my computer in underneath here, and then
you fell out of the chair.
Yeah. It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Triple 8-7-0-2-5-4-9-4. Cosby Cattleman.
Be watching out for that Easter Bunny, Monsieur King. We're going to hit 70 down Rocky Top. Grass is getting green over here.
Easter Bunny's also on Rocky Top?
Yeah, it's a little bit of hop at that plateau, but he gets over here.
I heard he left when Lane Kiffin did. That's what I was told.
Oh, groovy. He worked in with Lane Kiffin reference in there, didn't he?
He knew you were listening, yeah.
Griff, he's the only guy on earth that'll tell you all these great things about Bush Jones and Rip Kiffin.
That's right.
But I did find a couple of interesting nuggets out of Griff there, and I wanted to touch on Holly. The Holly Watch.
Yes.
You know, Griff, I'm a big fan of his. You know, take a lot of shots at him, just kind of in fun. But Griff is one of the better media guys out there, in my opinion. When I listen to him talk, I usually learn something. Griff by no means is a homer. He's a coach worshiper. Griff, whoever he's covering, that coach, he's going to tell you how great or misunderstood he is. And Griff, God love him, really hurt his reputation when he was on the Bush Jones deal, that podcast he was doing with Josh Ward.
Right.
Ever since then, I've just kind of, hate to say it, I've lost a lot of respect for his work because he was a Bush Jones shill. And he either was too stupid to know better, or he was deceiving everybody and running interference for Butch. And I've even heard some people accuse Griff of maybe being on the take with Butch, being Butch's teacher's pet, maybe being Butch's arm in the media. So Griff's not a homer like Fatso Pat Dooley in Gainesville, or John Clay in Lexington, or Cecil Hurt in Tuscaloosa. Griff by no means is a homer. He's just a coach worshiper. Hell, he'd probably tell you Wade Houston was a good coach if he was on the beat.
Oh.
You know, one other thing, Bill, John Adams, in my opinion, is the most straight guy in the SEC. First thing he did when he got to Knoxville in the late 80s is call for UT to be put on probation because Johnny was running an illegal tryout camp, supposedly.
Right.
probably hadn't even gotten his clothes out of the back of his U-Haul trailer, and he was calling for Johnny's head.
Right.
Call for Former's head, first guy in town to do it. He was late, but he did it. And right now he's, I think, the second column day in the Knoxville paper calling for Holly to go.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, Bill, the Knoxville media, you know, with the Internet, you can read anything these days. You can read it out in L.A., wherever you're listening to this or on the Internet. But the Knoxville media group, they're a different bunch of animals. Yeah, you got some state-run guys. You got Jimmy Himes, who's a big LSU fan. But you got some pretty straight shooters over here like Adams. Adams is a great read. Do you read him much?
I don't.
He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
Right. No, I've known John a long time. I don't regularly read him, but he is. He's not from there. He's not a Tennessee homer. He's from Louisiana. You're right. And he usually calls it straight. And he's yeah. He's got a very sarcastic tone to some of his columns that are funny.
What amazes me is where they prop up that fat slob Pat Dooley on Liebaum. He's the biggest Florida fan, doesn't even hide it. He'll tell you how much he hates FSU. Probably get a beer and a half down. Probably he'll show you his Florida boxer shorts.
Now tell me, Bill.
Let's get on the Holly here real quick.
Yes, yes.
The word's starting to shake out. They're going to come to some kind of settlement with Holly or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, Bill, forever, going back to before Bruce showed up, and to this day I still contend Tennessee's a women's basketball school. Most everywhere outside of Storrs, Connecticut, and Knoxville, Tennessee, nobody cares. Most sports fans snicker at it and don't watch it. And forever it was a two- or three-team sport. You'd have Tennessee and Texas or Louisiana Tech or UConn when Geno got going, and you might have a flavor of the year. It was a three-team sport. Most SEC schools didn't even want to try to compete in it. And then Patty go out there and, you know, Seal Club somebody 60-90-60, and they give her a so-called national championship trophy. And all these people over here, boy, they just glory in it, Bill. They roll in at Deerstone and these people over here. You know, three-team sport, and they're calling it the national championship, biggest joke you'll ever see. And now you're starting to see it, I think probably because of Title IX and this SEC network money. I still can't figure out why Mississippi State's paying $1.5 million to a women's basketball coach. But the thing about it is, Bill, Holly's making nearly $700 over here, which is probably on the lower end as much money as these colleges have to throw around in sports. But if you do a settlement with Holly, so be it. The next coach isn't going to come on the cheap unless you hire an assistant or a no-name from a small school. Maybe Fulmer will kick Al Brown up here. Al Brown's had more free lunches off UT than anybody. You know who Al Brown is, don't you, Bill?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I mean, more than likely, if you do something with Holly, they're probably going to be beating the drum, you know, to do, you know, hire a good coach. And I mean, I'd say anybody you bring in is probably going to want $1 million.
Isn't the word that Fulmer likes that Louisville coach?
Yeah. I mean, what's that guy make, I wonder?
I don't know.
Most of these guys, when they take a new job, they want a raise to come along with it. Bill, I'm telling you right now, what I'd do if I was Fulmer is I'd call Geno, and I'd make it public, let him tell you no, and then I'd go hire that Chris Daly, his number one assistant up there. And if she said no, I'd hire a man and make all the man-haters deal with it.
So tell me this. We were talking about Georgia getting guys arrested and stuff. Where's the main place that's trouble for Tennessee?
Like Griff was saying, they've kind of got them. The strategy over here is they keep them in their off-campus apartments now. That's where a lot of these parties go down anymore.
Right.
And Strip's still there, Bill. They've cleaned the Strip up a lot. Knoxville bumps right up against East Knoxville, which is the roughest part of town in the Fort Sanders area where you might have lived for a little while. It's not the nicest part of town either. So you got an odd mixture over here. Griff's going to tell you how nice downtown Athens is.
Right.
You know, you're about two softball throws away from some pretty rough customers over here in Knoxville. I mean, Knoxville's doing real well the further west you go, but downtown UT's not in the best area.
Right. It's now, I was in Hess Hall, which is about like East Knoxville, living in Hess Hall, and then I was in Carrick.
Yeah, I was in there too, believe it or not. But one last thing for you, Bill. You know, Knoxville's nearly 1 million people, which, you know, New York's got 20 million people as the census counts. But, you know, you got most of these southern, you know, schools. I mean, Columbia, South Carolina, Baton Rouge, Knoxville, maybe Lexington. And then after you get past that, about the thing in the SEC, some little 60,000, you know, person college town. It's totally different. Look at College Station, Texas. It's a lot different in College Station, Texas than it is in Knoxville, Tennessee. When you talk, I'm surprised places like Tennessee don't have more dudes getting in trouble.
Yeah.
What do you do in Starkville, Mississippi, Bill, besides go get you a 12-pack in the back of your F-150 and go cow tipping? how much trouble can you get in Starkville, Mississippi?
Now, let me ask you this. Is the last lap still there?
I think they cleaned up the last lap, Bill. Last lap library, all that. It's all gone. I'll tell you what, though. The old copper cellar just had about its 40-year anniversary, and Mike Chase is getting 50 rich down there at Calhoun's on the river.
So
keep Griff straight. Let's keep him straight.
All right. See ya. The copper cellar. It's a long time since I've heard that one. Wow. Now, I've been to Calhoun's to speak, I don't know how many times. They have a quarterback club. I think they speak. Is that on Mondays? And I've been there quite a few times to speak. Get a free meal. Get a nice Calhoun's meal out of it. See some people I hadn't seen in many years. Speak a little bit. Get back in my car and go home. It's been a while though. I hadn't been up there in a while. I got two boys there right now and I hadn't even been up there. They don't want me. You think they want me up there? I don't think so. Oh, that is good. The Cosby Cattleman. So he's going to get his wish and Holly gets bought out. Is that what he just said? Well, if that is indeed the case, they're not going to announce that while the men's basketball team is still playing. They're not going to disrupt with firing news, unhiring news during the tournament. There's PR protocol you got to go by there, right? So they'll wait on that one. How many of you in the audience even knew that the basketball coach, other than when Cosby Cattleman brings it up, at Tennessee is named Holly Worley? How many of you would know that? I'd say less than 1% of you. Now, I would know because I live here and I remember her as a player. She's a good player. I would know that, but you wouldn't. Matter of fact, years ago when I checked into a West Knoxville hotel, I think the lady working at the desk was Holly's mom. Either that or was another former player. I don't remember. I think it was Holly's mom. Eric says, Bill, I will never learn. I can't be drinking coffee when Cosby is on. I always almost lose it. The Cosby Cattleman. He likes Griff, but then he lost a ton of respect for Griff. How about that? I'm telling you, man, the Cosby Cattleman is wired completely different from everybody else. He's got his team, but he never brings up whatever good might be happening. Did he mention one time the basketball team with a chance, two more wins now? They're in the Final Four for the first time ever. Tennessee basketball right now is embarking on their best season ever, history of the school. Okay, and I don't think that came up once just then. You tell me how many other fans handle their business like that. I'm just saying. There can never be another Cosby Cattleman. There's nothing that duplicates it. Nothing that comes close. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Yeah, we got to go out to Clay sometime this week. A little bit later in the week, we'll be out there. Taking care of them. It's spring break out there in Clay's territory. Kids are out of school having fun. 615-293-0722. Whatever your needs may be. I brought it up earlier. This is swarming season. That's where the termites are looking to colonize. They're looking for new areas to conquer. If you've got that issue, you need to deal with it. 615-293-0722. You're going to like the pricing. The pricing will make you happy. Isn't that a big important part? I would think so. 615-293-0722. Call that number anytime, and we'll get right back to you. Okay, one more break. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on 65 South at Trinity. Both 24 and 65 are congested from Briley to Trinity. Crashes slowing Ellington Parkway. Both Nolansville Pike and 24 West are slow starting at Haywood toward 440. The Eastern Split is very congested westbound. Nashville House Concerts April 4th include Glenn Campbell's daughter Ashley, Matthew Perryman Jones, Bobby Bones, and Lauren Jenkins. Tickets at WMARocks.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
GEICO is a proud partner for all of the alley-oop slamming fast, break-breaking, above-the-rim dwelling. I can't believe what my eyes are seeing. Look, my study physics and the hours laws I'm breaking. Last-second three-point draining, heart beyond palpitating, more like Papa Quake, and no look, no way, passing plays of the game.
In other words, GEICO is a proud partner for all of the madness that is March Madness. And little reminder, they make it easy to switch and save.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For champs!
The New England Patriots are world champions. Relive all the thrilling moments in the Super Bowl 53 Champions commemorative film.
They can't stop us! They cannot stop us!
Brady lobs a throw for Gronkowski, left side, makes the catch!
This is as good as it gets right here. Streamers coming down.
Super Bowl 53 Champions. Own it now on Blu-ray Combo Pack or DVD at NFL Shop.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Brad Keselowski dominated Martinsville for his second career win there and second win of the season, as that series is heading to Texas Motor Speedway this coming weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Be sure to like us at facebook.com/thefinallap as well. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, a clear sky, sunny today with a high of 58, clear tonight, low 32. Wednesday, sunny, high 68. Thursday, sunny, high 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Griff with us earlier. Charles Arbuckle joined us. Gator Dave with us. Got basketball. Anybody looked at the numbers? I know we were looking at them yesterday. And, Rob had me a parlay last night that included Longwood in it. And I didn't know what happened. I got up this morning and saw where it didn't hit. Rob is always the man. He's always the man. He had a parlay, a teaser that was about four or five teams last night. I don't know who won and who didn't. I just got up and looked to see if I won or not. I lost, I'll tell you what I lost, everybody. I lost $5. Yeah. I dropped $5 on that one. Anyways, what do we have here? Florida State, Gonzaga. That number is still the same. We were talking about this, and we talked about it. Allen called earlier down in Tampa. Florida State is getting 7.5 in their Sweet 16 game. Purdue and Tennessee, Vols -1. Michigan -2 in their game with Texas Tech. And Virginia -8 versus the Ducks. LSU is getting 6 in that Sparty game. Auburn, North Carolina. If you want to see a game that involves up and down the court at a fevered pitch, it's going to be Auburn and North Carolina. I didn't get to see Bruce on Feinbaum yesterday other than a clip. And Bruce says, we're not afraid to run with North Carolina. Now, like I said yesterday, they better be making shots. because I don't think they're going to be getting offensive rebounds unless they are very if those are long rebounds, maybe. But they can't be missing shots in bunches, or it won't be doable. You won't be able to come back in that game. Not against the North Carolina personnel. Yeah, Auburn's getting four and a half. And they are not afraid to run. Look, Auburn, here's what Bruce is saying. We do what we do. So get out and run with them. That's going to be, if you want to be entertained 94 feet, that is the game. Now, again, if it's a blowout, so be it. But style-wise, that's the game. Virginia Tech and Duke. Duke minus 7 and Kentucky favored by 2.5. Cal said that P.J. Washington would get his boot off, I guess, today, and they'll see if he can move around any. No word. No word on what the outcome of that can be yet, but that's what he said. He said, we're going to take the boot off and see if he's able to move around a little bit. If he can play, they'll play him. If not, now the one thing Cal won't do, I don't think, is jeopardize him, because Cal's a big stickler about getting his guys to the league and getting them paid. And he's always going to take the player first over the let's play 75% on a bad ankle. Cal's not going to do that. But they're not going to be able to get – they may well get by Houston, and Houston's a good team now. They might get by Houston without P.J. Washington. There is not a chance, in my view, that Kentucky can beat North Carolina with no P.J. Washington. And, again, it better be P.J. Washington at his best to have a chance in that game. Nathan says, Bill, Coby White is playing on a whole other level for North Carolina now. I struggle to see how Auburn will keep up with the Heels. Yeah, Coby White is 6'5"-ish. The point guard for Auburn, who is really good, is about 5'10". Now, I know that he's used to getting out measured man-on-man, so that's not new for him, but Coby White has become one of the best point guards in the game, and he's got it all. He's got length. He's got size. He's making plays. He gets to the rim. He shoots. So I'm just saying. Karen points out Avenatti. Now, did you see this yesterday? Avenatti tweeted, Michael Avenatti, the former creepy porn lawyer, because Stormy Daniels dropped him. He's such a sleaze bag that she dropped him. So anyways, he tweets yesterday morning, we're going to hold a press conference at 11 a.m. and we're going to take down Nike. About 15 minutes later, he's being arrested by the FBI for trying to shake down Nike. Literally. They never had the press conference because right after that, he's shackled and he is booked. Here's a story she points out. Breaking news. Is that from? Yeah, that's from this hour, I guess. Michael Avenatti outing Phoenix Suns DeAndre Ayton, accusing his mother of allegedly taking cash from Nike before committing to Arizona. So I guess Avenatti going down might as well take as many people as he can with him. Is that where we're at here? I would guess so. You see all the Twitter fights he's in with various people on the political spectrum? He threatens all of them with a lawsuit and in jail time. Yet Stormy Daniels announced, knowing Michael, I got rid of him a month ago, and frankly, I'm not shocked he got arrested. This is Stormy Daniels judging Michael Avenatti. Tried to shake down Nike. Hey, slip me 15, 20 mil and whatever the other agreement was. Imagine doing a deal with that guy. Hey, I'm about to have lunch with Avenatti. We're trying to work a deal here. Oh, man. Who do we have tomorrow? Kevin Hagan will be with us. We'll talk Alabama. What's the latest on Alabama going and getting a coach, basketball coach? We'll talk some spring football, too. That's always with him, right? Always going to talk spring football and recruiting. And also Josh Newberg. He'll be with us tomorrow. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. At BillIsKing. And remember, I'll be around all day if you want to chat. I'll be around on Twitter. So send me a message or tweet me, whatever you need to do. Email me if you want to, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Lashpa.